doing? Hey, listen, I wanted to check in with you real quick. I want to go ahead and give you guys some information on emotional cares. And this particular 15-minute segment from It's All About You is going to be about blended families. Ooh, I tell you. And you might ask yourself, well, Sharon, you know, how are you qualified to talk about blended families? Well, my husband, Hiawatha Withers, has 6 children. I have 4. We have 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 together. I have, you know, personal experience with how hard it is sometimes, especially if those children are older, because they have their own lives. You know, family, they're interested in their own family, not necessarily their, you know, biological family, unless it's a family reunion or something like that. But, you know, they're growing their lives. You know, that's why, you know, when kids get older and they start getting married and having their own family, they start to have their own problems and their own things they worry about. But if you have a blended family and all the kids are in the house, one of the things I want to share with you that is extremely important is language. Language is extremely important. And the reason why language is important is because I have done it myself where I have, you know, been like, those are my kids, you know, and got offended when my husband was like, you know, well, that's my seed, you know. So just know that that word that we use, language, is very important. It must move to our children. It must move to we make decisions for our family. Kids will come to the biological parent, ask for something, and then the biological parents say, well, whatever the non-biological parent says. And then the child will go to the non-biological parent, and whatever decision is made is the decision that's made. And you guys have to stick together. So make sure that you use proper language. Don't still use the, especially when it comes to discipline. You know, don't say, those are my kids, I'll discipline them. You know, if you got an issue with my child, you send them to me. You're going to have to watch your language because the kids are listening. Okay? You're going to have to make sure, as parents, that you're on one accord, that if there's a decision to be made, both parents make the decision together and then inform the kids. So many times, you know, again, when blended families come together, there's just a lot of adjustments, and adjustment in thinking is the biggest thing to adjust, how you think. And, you know, especially if it's a new marriage. Oh my gosh, you guys haven't even had a chance to be together, but it's a new marriage and you have a blended family. So language is important. Communication is important. And making sure that you establish some ground rules. Hey, Claudia Battle. Hey, Lavanya. Make sure you, you know, have some ground rules that you are actually going to agree upon, so that everybody's on the same page. And you want to make sure too, and there's just 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 5 things that I wanted to share with you that you really, people don't know about blended families. Well, first of all, the marriage itself has to be solid. Without the marriage, there is no family. And it's harder to take care of the marriage when a blended family, because everybody has to adjust. You have the biological kids having to adjust to the non-biological parent and vice versa. Everybody's establishing who they are in the family relationship. Everybody has to make sure that they are, you know, get their own attention. You know, everybody gets jealous in a blended family. It just happens, and you need to expect it. It really does happen. Also, make sure that everybody agrees to be civil. I can't tell you how many times civil behavior would make such a big difference in making sure there's less drama in the household. If you just take time to treat everyone in the house as if you were treating a stranger. If you get up in the morning, you pass somebody in the hall, say good morning. If somebody's in the kitchen or in a room that you go in, say, hey, how you doing? Make sure that you're speaking. Be cordial. Make sure that you have, you know, a very civil attitude in the family, especially if it's blended. And be respectful. Make sure that the children are respectful, and also make sure the parent, if you're the parent, please be respectful to the children. You have some people that have an attitude. I'm the adult. You do as I say, do not. And you do as I say, not as I do. Y'all know that don't work. Y'all know do as I say, not as I do never works. So make sure you're communicating. If there's a behavior that you see that you don't like, never address it separately. Always address it as a couple, because they gonna try to teach you, you know, pitch y'all apart and have y'all angry at each other because something wasn't said or something wasn't handled right. So get together to handle a behavior with the children. Don't handle it separately. Also, you know, just kind of have, and this is what I do, whenever there's an issue, try to have a family meeting about it. Because if you can have a family meeting and everybody gets a chance to be fully expressed with no judgment, and they get their issues out on the table, then there's a conversation that can be had to compromise or be able to restate what some of the rules are going to be. But if you don't open up the lines of communication, then you'll have people that are going to just be standoffish, try to avoid one another. Everybody going to stay in their room. They're going to close the door, and there is no type of companionship going on in your house. So that once a month meeting really does help. Now, here are the rules of the meeting. You have to make sure, one person talks at a time, and everybody has a pad and pencil. If they don't, they agree not to cut anybody off or talk while that one person is talking. Two, when it's your turn to talk, you need to be fully expressed, but you still need to be respectful. You still need to make sure everybody in the room is treated as an adult or respected. So make sure that your language is professional, so to speak. Even though it's family and is everybody know you, don't just come out the side of your neck, because then you'll offend people and then you won't get anywhere and everybody's arguing and fussing in the living room. So respect is key. Giving everybody a chance to be fully expressed is key. And then making sure that we compromise where compromising can happen. And if it's not a compromise, if it's just a flat out rule that the husband and wife have and the child just needs to obey, then there needs to be some type of agreement and consequence as to what's going to happen. And keep your promises. Okay? So whatever you promise you're going to do, when it happens, keep your promise. All right, last but not least, leave room for growth. Give people in the blended family grace. You're a new relationship, you're getting to know one another, and you really don't know each other well. You're getting to know each other. And you might want to play some personality games. You might want to play or make a little form that says, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? What's the favorite things that you like to do? What's your hobby? And then everybody fills that out. And then you plan some things around what everybody likes to do, or do it on their birthdays. But at least you have some information that you didn't have before. Kids are not going to necessarily tell you their favorite movie, their favorite recording artist, their favorite songs, or things that they like. If they don't like, amusement parks and everybody's going to Carowinds, woohoo, you're going to have a child real upset because they ain't going to ride nothing because they don't like amusement parks. But you don't need to get to the amusement park and then find out the child doesn't like amusement parks. You got to do an inquiry on each and every person in the family to find out their likes and dislikes, so that everybody's aware, and have a family meeting about it and let everybody present who they are to the family. So, those are some things that I've learned in the 10 years that I've been married in a blended family. And I have not done any of this stuff right. I mean, I had to, you know, really do it wrong and then found out, you know, this could have been done better. So take some advice from a person who is absolutely working on herself as a mother, as a wife, as a sister, as a daughter, as a cousin, as a friend on a daily basis. And, you know, you're going to practice. It's a practice. But if you have a little bit more information, you can do anything. And always, 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 always keep God first in all of your relationships. And keep the Bible right there. So when an issue arises, you can go to scripture and find a scripture to match the solution to the problem. Believe me, it's all in there. I'm telling you, just listen to the Bible stories on a tape in your car. You'd be like, this is better than As the World Turns. It's better than General Hospital. Man, they got so much drama going on in this Bible. Trust me, been there, done that. And I promise you, there is an answer in the Bible. So not a problem. You guys just keep, you know, keep holding in the road. You know, keep your head up. Read your Bible and pick it up when you can. And always make sure that you choose to communicate and speak your truth, no matter what the circumstances. And your relationships are a little bit better when you can actually be authentic in them. All right, guys, that's the emotional cares on blended families. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon.